This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Kaylin McKay is the son of Cape Fear Shakespeare's artistic director, Sherry McKay. Sherry has been the artistic director for nearly 15 years, and Kaylin has been involved since he was a wee lad. Now, Kaylin is the associate producer of Cape Fear Shakespeare, and this year is the 25th anniversary of the Free Summer Festival. The two shows presented this summer are the same pair of shows presented 25 years ago by Stan Norman, the founder. The first is A Midsummer Night's Dream, presented by the Youth Shakespeare Company. Here's Kaylin McKay with more.
It's very cathartic for me because the last time I did A Midsummer Night's Dream, I was in high school, and all of the small fairies and all the really tiny bit parts, they're now playing all of the principal characters in this show. They're all seniors in high school. One of them actually is in college. It makes me feel old, but they actually are doing a better job than my peers could have ever done at that age and have exceeded every amount of expectations that was set before them. Ostensibly, it's a story of a set of lovers in the woods, a set of fairies in the woods, and a set of rude mechanicals rehearsing for a play in the woods. And all three groups somehow manage to get intertwined in this giant love circle, and hilarity ensues.
And this is the one with some of our favorite Shakespearean characters.
Puck, we have Bottom. He's part of the rude mechanicals who rehearse a play, and he gets turned into a donkey. Oberon, king of the fairies, who is this larger-than-life king of the fairies, and he has to. And then his wife, some shenanigans happen to her. So you just have to come see the show in order to really experience it.
The adult troupe performs As You Like It, again, a show performed at the first festival 25 years ago. Nick Reed is the director.
Similar to Midsummer Night's Dream, you have a series of lovers that go into the forest. Most of them are banished or run because of something dangerous that's happening in the court. And our lead is Rosalind, who is a woman who, for her own protection, dresses up like a man, sees the man that she's in love with, and then convinces that man the only way to truly understand how to flirt with your love, Rosalind, is for me, Rosalind, pretending to be a man, to pretend to be Rosalind, so that you can then learn how to talk to her. And you have all these other characters that are also falling in love at the same time, trying to figure out what makes them happy in a pretty unusual scenario. My biggest thing was that all the characters, they don't know what makes them happy, and most of them are pretty foolish. I think there's not a single serious character in the show. One of the things that I wanted to absolutely do was have Orlando not be the standard leading man. He's really cool until he has to talk to any girl, and then he doesn't know how to use his words, ever. And he becomes the uncoolest person. All the characters are larger than life, very strange people, and I really wanted to bring out the elements of all of them that don't make logical sense. Rosalind is right away on board with, I'm gonna dress up like a man. That's gonna be great. And she becomes unbelievably strong, and I hope that people take away that these characters are strange, but they're happy, so I guess I can't complain.
That was Nick Reed and Kaylin McKay from Cape Fear Shakespeare. As You Like It is on stage tomorrow night and Sunday night, plus next weekend. There are three more performances of Midsummer Night's Dream. Performances are at Greenfield Lake Amphitheater, and you can bring a picnic. Details at whqr.org.